You know, I think unfortunately right now, it looks like the Florida Democratic Party is being punished in a way for something that the Republican legislature pushed through. And what's unfortunate is it could possibly disenfranchise voters. I'm not really sure. I mean, there's still a 30-day for an appeal, and Karen Thurman, our chair, is working extraordinarily hard to make sure that the votes and the voters of Florida are represented and counted. But I talked to somebody about this the other day. If you look at Iowa, recently they had a straw poll. And in that straw poll, two of the major Republican contenders weren't in that straw poll. And this is a poll that was taken at a county fair, okay, which technically is meaningless. But look what happened to those candidates that did participate in it and those that finished high. They got a big bounce nationally.
Like Huckabee.
So if you... I don't want to... I hate to view the Florida primary as a straw poll, but whatever happens in January during that election, it will affect the national agenda and the national race. And a lot of folks, that's what they want. They want to know that their vote means something. Now, yeah, there's going to be the challenge of what happens with the convention later on in the summer, but right now I think Florida voters want to know that what they vote, who they vote for, and what happens with their vote makes a difference, okay? And I think that it will, because whatever happens, there's plenty of media that covers these races, and they're going to say that this candidate finished first, second, third, you know, all the way down to the bottom, and the rest of the country is going to look at that, and it will affect what happens in other states in the weeks after that as well.